Fox Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Text line, you want to be involved with the program, 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the show. Let me know what is on your mind. We're efforting, if that's a verb. Travis Johnson here. Hopefully we got him. Let's see here.
Pastor, hey there, Jeff.
How are you? Good morning.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. I know you got to jump on a plane here, but real quick, yesterday and sort of what transpired after just 24 hours of your banners. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, 24 hours, really quick. I think there's a moment for some self-reflection here. We had 30 days of Pride Month flags, indoctrination flags of banners. We had 24 hours of calling for protecting our kids. I'm glad the policy's gone, because we should not have, you know, this kind of, progressive targeting of, you know, gender ideology on taxpayer money. And so it is what it is. You know, I'm glad the policy's gone. I'm thankful for a family-friendly, faith-friendly city. We need more pastors, more Christians, more residents, more family members, fathers, mothers stepping into the public square. This is by far the majority opinion. It's a very unpopular opinion. It's seen, right? We're getting particular election results, etc. And this targeting of our kids and the use of our taxpayer money is just not a part of our future. And we just need to stand in that together.
The decision, you know, we get a whole month of Pride Month. There are a lot of people who object to it, but here we have this situation where, you know, not all things being equal, apparently, they go ahead and cancel the policy. Does that bother you at all that the city was so reactive to this but never reactive to the LGBTQ stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we have to speak. We have to do that. You know, we have to give cover for our political leaders. I'm glad we got that done. I do think we need to come back and understand, you know, why that didn't happen during Pride Month. You know, why the banner policy wasn't, you know, flipped off at that point. I'm glad it's done, right? And so we need to talk about that. We need to click down. We need to look at our school board. You know, we need to look at our city council. We need to talk to our county commissioners and find out who's okay, with the, really tax-funded activism in our city. And so let's just have the discussion. We've got some really great people that are involved, and we need to come to the forefront. People need to be asking their pastors to get involved. You know, we need more pastors talking about this. We need more people in our community. There are some really great mama bears and papa bears out there that have been getting involved. And it is these banners, how in the world can you even oppose these banners? I mean, think about it. And so this is by far nationally a very popular banner, nationally a very popular perspective. And it is a politically expedient perspective. And anyone that is pushing indoctrination of kids is going to have a really hard time breaking through in Mobile. And it really opens everybody up to exposure politically and, you know, just also with just peace and enjoyment in our community. I think one thing is right. The statement that came out from Mobile is accurate, that it's distracting, you know, the ideological pushes on taxpayer, you know, dime. It's distracting, and the city does really good. Our county does really good. Our country does really good. We're in the business of managing, building, creating safe spaces for our kids, great schools, efficient government, and a family-friendly, faith-friendly kind of place. That's a real win. But if we're going to be pushing a bunch of, you know, activism, on our city, it's just going to be, we're just going to keep fighting. You know, I will fight that. And, you know, we'll cancel more rainbow cannons. We'll cancel more LGBTQ liaisons, and we'll cancel more banner policies. And I think we just have to keep showing up and you know, taking care of our city. But if we don't stand up and speak, then it's on us.
And one more question. We'll get you out of here. National Child Awareness Month, a banner in question here. And it says protect our children from gender ideology. Just real quick for our listeners, kind of, if you can, in a couple of moments, tell us really what the goal of this is, aside from the controversy.
Well, really, there's no controversy. It's a made-up controversy. There's nothing controversial about protecting our children. But here's the deal. In June, we had Pride Month banners using the same policy. I requested banners for September, which is Child Awareness Month. And the statement was ideological, as was the Pride Month banner. And my statement was to protect our children from gender ideology. That's all it is. And for anyone to, you know, want to do activism on our kids in public schools, listen, we do not want men in girls K-12 bathrooms. We don't want that. Somebody want to protect that, run, put that out there, and then run on that platform. You will lose every single time in Mobile, in the city, and in the county. The only way that you can skirt around that is if you hide platforms and that sort of thing. So that's all that is. That's all that is. We are for family. We are for children, and we're for a safe community. And that's something that a lot of people can rally on. A lot of people are rallying on that.
Pastor, safe travels. Thanks for hopping on real quick this morning.
Thank you, sir. God bless you guys.
As Pastor Travis Johnson, Pathway Church, if you haven't been keeping up, there was a the city's been allowing these banners for some time, and they're supposed to, I guess, commemorate some specific holiday, something that is very, you know, sometimes maybe it's Christmas or whatever, and they try to craft it in a way to allow for the observance of religious holidays, are, you know, and so the way it has been co-opted, though, they had decided, I guess, at some point the month of June, they were going to have these pride banners, and we have these discussions every single year. Why are the pride banners back? No one wants them. Why does this constituency get some special holiday for these banners? This doesn't reflect the views of people. Of people in Mobile as a whole, they object to it, you know, moral, religious, whatever grounds that, like, they're being force fed this. So Pastor Johnson, you know, and he kind of talked about it a little bit. He was going to do National Child Awareness Month for the month of September. And I tell you what, and by the way, we had to jump on with him because he was sitting on boarding a plane there. But 251-343-0106, hit me up on that text line. Does it not bother? It really bothers me about the city of Mobile being so reactive when this group of people objects to something. But this group of people over here that's been objecting to something for years, oh, well, you just got to give them their month. You just got to give them their holiday. Nothing you can do about it. We're going to make it part of our tourism portfolio. You just suck it up, Buttercup, because these are here to stay. And here it is, September 3rd, and it took, I guess, technically, it took 48 hours, but they have decided to do away with that policy in the city of Mobile. So I guess it just, you know, if you in this city of Mobile, if you identify with a certain constituency, your voice counts more than your voice. How about that? How about that? The powers that be said, look, we don't agree with this, or look, we don't, you know, fine, but they get a month. But If they waited until the end of the month, then we'll say, let's evaluate it. 3 days. 3 days. And it's like, it's funny how gender ideology is such a trigger for these people. It's remarkable. By the way, coming up on the program today from 1819 News, my colleague April Marie Fogel. You never can have enough April Marie Fogel on FM Talk 106.5. Also on the show today, we'll hear from Stephanie Holden Smith of the Alabama Policy Institute. We haven't caught up with her in a while, and I need to get her back into the rotation here. Just the 2 week vacation kind of threw that off, but we'll hear from Stephanie in the 11 o'clock hours. I said once again, 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the program, hit us up on the text line. Let us know what's on your mind. Not much in the news. Gloria Steinem passing away. And that's really dominating kind of the left's landscape right now. She was a figure in, I guess, the whole feminist movement. You know, there's not a whole lot to be said about that. There's some things. I think someone pointed this out to me back in the 80s. She was a protectionist. It was like Gloria Steinem, Ralph Nader, and Pat Buchanan on this letter opposing the WTO. It's someone pointed out the ideological left used to be kind of pro-tariff, pro-protectionism. And the ideological right used to be free markets, and everything flourishes. And the whole, like, Trump phenomenon is, like, flip that. Where the Trump derangementers are suddenly free markets and no tariffs. And then the MAGA crowd identifying as a Republican. You know, this is what it tells you, though. It's all cultural. It's all like, you know, like just this identity that you like what America was about at one time, a nationalism. But the culture, and it's not, you know, overtly that it's globalist, one world government, you know, Ricky tinfoil hat stuff. It's just that like parts of other cultures are kind of seeping in. And that's creating this backlash. It's creating this populism in America that somehow Trump has become the face of. And it's not about like these big, like, you know, long-standing policy debates about free markets and fair markets. A lot of it's this, though, and it's like government control and less government control. Using the government to restore some kind of balance and equilibrium to the system versus just object class warfare. Those kinds of things. Anyway, enough of that. We'll get to more stuff on the other side. 251-343-0106. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
My hat, excuse me, man, but where's the door?